Thank you, Mr. President, and once again, thank you to you for organising this debate yesterday afternoon and this morning. I think it's been an extremely useful one and a very stimulating exchange of views. So my thanks to you for that and to the panellists for their invaluable input as well. The distinguished ambassador of the Russian Federation, Ambassador Gatilov, was kind enough to mention a few points from our joint statement that we delivered yesterday on behalf of a group of six countries. And I'm pleased to hear that he felt there were some interesting ideas in there, and I look forward to taking that further. I have to say I was a little disappointed, though, that he focused his remarks this morning on trying to draw dividing lines between different groups of countries. In particular, I don't think it's helpful to pick apart the proceedings of the GGE on Paros. My country, along with many others, participated in that in that forum and worked very hard in it. It was a very in-depth, complicated discussion over many, many weeks, and I don't think it's helpful. And of course, these things are done as a package, and I don't think it's helpful to pick out individual issues from that. But I wanted to reiterate that the main point of our statement was that we all need to work together to address the security challenges in space. It is in all of our interests that space remains safe, open, and accessible to all, because it's a domain that we all derive benefit from in our daily lives. So I think the message of our statement was that we need to get away from these dividing lines and these groups and work together to see what we can do to take it forward. Finally, Mr. President, on this, your last meeting in the chair, I'd like to congratulate you, as others have done, on your conduct of the presidency over the last 4 weeks. You've moved us in a very good direction, and I look forward to working with your successor in that position to bring the year to a successful conclusion. My thanks to you and your team for that.